Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The world was shocked today when they learned that former IMF chief Strauss-Kahn was released from prison on his own recognizance, because the word got out that the accusations against him for rape may or may not be all that valid, that truthful, that the accuser might not be that truthful, and that, quite frankly, what had been speculated from the outset, a huge conspiracy to bring this man down, was behind those trumped up charges, as some have said. Whatever the case may be, it is appalling to me how our American legal system was totally compromised in the process, from a more or less sloppy investigation by the prosecutor to an absolutely premature decision by a court, coupled with an irresponsible reporting in the American press, including showing videos of the man being dragged into court handcuffed. That is a total, absolute, abominable sign of our downfall as an American nation. We have this valid principle that somebody is innocent unless proven guilty. That was all turned upside down. This man was already declared guilty before he even had his day in court. But the question I have is, my friends, could all of this have any bearing on biblical prophecy? Now, before you shake your head with unbelief, and in unbelief, let's just wait a little bit and perhaps listen a little bit to what I'm saying today on this program. Because while Mr. Strauss-Kahn was in prison, somebody else was elected to be the next head to the IMF. Deutsche Welle reported on June 29. French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde has been named as the new head of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, replacing her countryman Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Like Sarkozy, she wants the IMF to develop into a type of global economic governance organization. Keep this in mind, my friends, a global economic governance organization. And Der Spiegel Online reported that Christine Lagarde is a convinced European. So now, putting these things together, we will see shortly how this might correspond with what the Bible has to say about a organization from an economic standpoint which will rule the world. But before we go into that, let's point out who is not going to rule this organization. Something perhaps America might. America is going to recover from its financial demise, and it will become the most powerful economic power bloc which has existed before. And of course, they are all wrongfully mistaken because they don't understand biblical prophecy. I'd like to read to you also from an article by the Financial Times dated June 19, saying this: the stalling of the U.S. recovery raises big, scary questions. After a recession, this economy usually gets people back to work quickly, not this time. Progress is so slow. The issue is not so much when America will return to full employment, but what full employment will mean by the time it does. It goes on to say that last week, President Barack Obama caused the pause a bump in the road. Others think the slowdown will persist and might get worse, fears that cannot be dismissed. One alarming possibility is that the trades the U.S. has relied on to drive growth in the past, labor market flexibility, rapid productivity growth, might have become toxic. If the U.S. is unlucky, trades seen as distinctive strengths are now weaknesses, and a lost decade of stagnation like Japan's in the 1990s might lie ahead. This is not just nobody. This is written by the Financial Times, and they are putting really their thumb on the problem. And we're not talking about America being unlucky. We're talking about America is not being blessed anymore by God because of the many horrendous sins which are going on in this country. Our having turned our back on God is not going to cause God to bless us any longer and any further. So dismiss America. They're not going to be the leading power when it comes to the economy in the world within the next few years. But what about China? Now, everybody looks at China and saying, oh, well, China, that's it. That is a big, colossal market which is going to lead the world. Now, let's not be too sure, because first of all, biblically speaking, there is no indication that that is going to be the case. Let me also read to you from another article from the Financial Times dated June 14, saying this. Until 1990, Japan was the most successful large economy in the world. Almost nobody predicted. Well, that's not quite true. Some did. Some who did understand biblical prophecy. But they are saying almost nobody predicted what would happen to it in the succeeding decades. Today, people are yet more in awe of the achievements of China. Is it conceivable that this colossus could learn that spectacular success is a precursor of surprising failure? The answer is yes. And then they're going into some facts, economic facts, which cast great suspicion and doubts on continuing success of the Chinese colossus. And then it goes on to say that the leader of China, Wen Jiabao, has himself described the economy as, and I quote, unstable, unbalanced, uncoordinated, and ultimately unsustainable. And this leads us to the real power block, the power which will dominate the world, including economically. And I'm talking about a United States of Europe. We have been telling you, my friends, for years that this is going to happen. And we are seeing more and more now, just based on the news as they are coming in, that it is happening. Now, we've heard a lot about Greece, and we've heard a lot about the problems they are having. Have you also heard about the fact that Greece has now adopted the measures which were imposed on them by the European Union as a condition? And as a consequence, Europe is now going to help them. And those demonstrations which were caused by communists and socialists and anarchists over there in Greece, they are pretty much gone now. Now, let me read to you what Deutsche Welle had to say, dated June 27. This is talking again about the leader of China, Wen Jiabao. He said that his government is going to solve Europe's debt crisis, which is of a great interest to China. It goes on to say that China has started buying EU bonds. Chinese foreign exchange reserves of over $3 billion are the largest in the world. One-fourth of these are in euros. China has already bought up debt from euro countries for billions of dollars since April alone. The British paper The Telegraph wrote that while the Chinese media will sell any intervention to save the euro as a grand favor to impoverished Europe, the way they put it, it is worth remembering that Europe remains China's biggest export market. China needs Europe to keep on buying its goods or face difficulties in what remains one of the key pillars of its economy. The German paper Der Spiegel wrote on June 27 that Beijing recently published a report praising cooperation between the two countries, now speaking about China and Germany, saying that the strategic partnership, quote-unquote, with Germany, according to the Chinese, is more extensive than with any other European nation. So we are seeing again the leadership role of Germany within and over a United States of Europe. Deutsche Welle wrote this on June 28. As the Chinese leader Jiabao wrapped up his European visit in Berlin on Tuesday, Chancellor Angela Merkel said Germany intended to boost trade with China to at least 200 billion euros or $283.8 billion within the next 5 years. Trade between the world's number two economy, China, and Germany at number four currently stands at 130 billion euros annually. But see, we are just talking about Germany. Let's include all the other European countries, and you see what power Europe already has economically. It goes on to say that the Chinese leader followed Merkel's announcements by asserting Chinese confidence in the Eurozone. It is true right now that some European Union countries are encountering economic problems. These are, however, of a temporary nature, he said. And he also said that the European Union is strong enough to master the current challenges. You know, this is in stark contrast to some ridiculous reporting recently that the euro is going to fail. And I have an article here by the British paper Express, which had this to say on June 27. Rumors are also rife in Germany that Deutsche Mark banknotes are being printed again in preparation for ditching the euro. It is said Germany's central bank, the Bundesbank, has been ordered to print marks as part of a contingency plan to leave Europe's single currency. That, my friends, is absolute blatant nonsense. There is no truth offered for this ridiculous statement. It is absolutely untrue. No evidence is given. But you see, gullible people are willing to believe just about anything which is in conformity with their paradigms and with their wishful thinking. Let me tell you dogmatically, my friends, the euro is here to stay. The euro is not going to go away. No country can afford it. Now, there are some in the eurozone which might not stay in the eurozone, but I'm talking about the currency of the United States of Europe, of core Europe as a whole. But on the other hand, the German press isn't all that happy about the strong and close relationship between China and Germany. Let me read to you what the local wrote on June 29. Newspapers, regardless of their political stripes, were all but unanimous in expressing concern about the danger of too great China's influence in Germany and Europe. Some bemoaned the lack of a united European policy on China, allowing the emerging Asian giant to just pick and choose whatever countries it wants to. The tabloid Bild wrote that China is not a democracy, nor a country with a rule of law, nor a free market economy, and distance and mistrust remain essential. Germany and Europe must remain true to themselves. And then the Süddeutsche Zeitung lamented the fact that there was no common European policy on China. And the Tageszeitung wrote that the great love in between the German cabinet and the Chinese leader and his entourage of ministers masked the realities of China, a paranoid communist party that is cracking down on media and strengthening its network of spies while using business to further its political aims. And the article goes on to say that Europe, by contrast, seems to believe that it is more important how many planes are sold and how many contracts are signed. And yes, the economic success is very important to Europe, but at the same time, it is more and more realized that these individual countries have to come together to speak with one voice, and that is what's going to happen, my friends. And then there will be a global economic power developing under European leadership. Not under American leadership, not under Chinese leadership, not under Japanese or Russian leadership. Mark my words, it's going to be Europe which is going to control and rule the world. It is defined and described in the book of Revelation as Babylon. In Revelation chapter 18, it's described as a very powerful economic might. But God is not happy about this unity, because it is not a very godly unity, to put it mildly. And so in Revelation chapter 18, its downfall is described. And let me just read to you very briefly some of the excerpts from Revelation chapter 18, what is said about it. It says, "The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, 'Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come.' And the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, for no one buys their merchandise anymore." My friends, this is a prophecy for the future. However you want to look at this, it is something which is prophesied for the future when Jesus Christ returns. This hasn't happened yet. But we are seeing how this powerful block is emerging. It goes on to say, "Merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls," and on it goes, and ultimately horses and chariots and bodies and souls of men. Even slavery will be part of that economic system. And then it goes on to say that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, in 1 hour such great riches have come to nothing. America by that time is long gone as a big power. See, we are not talking about America here, as some have erroneously proclaimed. We are talking about a United States of Europe called Babylon in the Bible, because it is a resurrection of the ancient Babylonian system, and it is also a resurrection of the ancient Roman Empire. And this is forming right now as we speak, my friends, and don't be deceived and believe those who tell you differently. This statement here in the book of Revelation goes on to say at the very end, "Your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived." And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth. This is going to be a very violent system, a system which is going to persecute God's true church. It's going to persecute those who are not in conformity with that system. It's a warning, my friends, which we have to heed. We are seeing these things developing in front of our eyes if we have eyes to see. And I will keep you informed on this program as to what we are observing in the light of biblical prophecy. So thanks very much for listening today. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.